Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude, I weirdly watched a making of this song on Instagram with Rick James. That was a wild ride. Speaking of wild rides, our guy Daniel is an engineer here for Odyssey 106.7 Fan. Now, you do engineering for all of the stations, correct, Daniel?
I do, yes.
All right. It's remarkable. Engineers don't understand how to speak into a microphone. Now, Daniel...
He know how to make stuff to work.
That's right.
We know how to talk and all
make
that.
Make the microphones work.
Daniel is from Hexaba, Georgia.
Hepzibah, but close enough.
Yeah. Just outside Augusta.
H-E-F?
H-E-P-H.
H-E-P. Like Jeff. You keep saying Hexaba.
J-E-P-H-H-E-P-H. Got it. Hepzibah. Did I get it right?
That's pretty much right.
All right.
Yeah.
Next to Augusta.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You are an Atlanta Falcons fan, correct?
I am.
And this morning, Daniel said, y'all cheated. In what capacity did the team with 13 penalties cheat compared to the team with 4 penalties?
I did not say y'all cheated. So I congratulate you guys. I'm happy for you.
Sort of.
Making the playoffs.
There's a lot of begrudging going on here.
There's a little bit. I'm just disappointed in our play. Like, I think our coaching lost us the game. And I think that we could have won that game, although I'm happy for y'all that you guys got the win and you're in the playoffs. But coaching definitely, I think, lost us the game. There were a couple things that I had just a big issue with. Number one was the run was working. Bijan Robinson, it looked like they couldn't really do anything with him. We get all the
he
way
got
up.
4 carries in the second half. How do you feel about that?
Again,
giving up touchdowns.
He had 82 yards in the first half, and he got 4 carries in the second half.
That proof is in the pudding. And then in the most critical juncture where we needed the score, now Brian was saying that it was a good play. I don't know. I have to go back and look at it. But the play that they chose to run, the direct snap to Bijan, I just felt like that was unnecessary. You got a rookie quarterback. You need to make things as simple as possible. You're having success in the run game by just handing the ball off. It got you all the way to the goal line. So why is it at the goal line you feel the need to do this trickery?
And but they did one earlier, and he walked right in the end zone.
Well, I'll go back and watch
and
it.
And if he catches that one, he has some blocking out there.
You think
but I think he saw it and tried to run before he got the ball.
Possibly. But I just
it
think.
It was a little high, but he still could have caught that.
I just think it was unnecessary, though.
Well,
I mean,
also, he could have just thrown it out of bounds, and then he doesn't take the big loss. He's a running back.
Too.
He doesn't know to do that.
Yeah, he's in running back mode.
I don't disagree that it was an unnecessary play call. How about how Raheem Morris handled the end of game?
The clock management.
The clock stuff.
That was bad, too. Even more of a problem that I had. And this has really been a problem for us all year with just our defense in general. But the tackling, like, I'm looking at all of these players. They're basically trying these hit stick tackles and instead of wrapping up. And that
that's
was
the league now. Yeah. I was talking to the guys yesterday. Defensive backs seem like they don't want to touch the ground.
Not at all.
You ever seen guys tackle and push the guy down, but they still on 2 feet? And football is about getting in dirt.
And that was another critical juncture, too, because where, I forget which receiver it was. It was the fourth down conversion. And they stopped him right in front of the line, but he makes a reach to get the first down. And when I looked at the replay, so the initial guy got his legs, and that's when he went to reach. But the defender that came in tried a little hit stick tackle instead of wrapping him up. And I'm like, if he had wrapped him up, who knows? But that probably could have been the difference between him being able to stretch to get a first down.
I'm pretty sure
I'm just seeing this all over
talking about Jeremy McNichols.
Probably.
Well, yes. And I mean, even the Rodriguez touchdown, the first guy hit him at like the six and just wasn't able to get anything done. So
running backs don't go down first time.
So, yeah. Let me ask you this, Danny. You grew up in Georgia. I know you've moved around a bunch. You lived in Hawaii at one point.
Why you moved back here? Why you staying in Hawaii?
To come be with you guys.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, if I was in Hawaii, I wouldn't come be.
Who wouldn't leave Hawaii to come back to D.C.?
Yeah,
now that you're removed, though, from Georgia, does any part of you just want to become a Commanders fan? Are you ready to quit the Falcons?
No, I can't quit the Falcons.
We're here to convert.
If anything,
or exercise the Falcons.
If anything, it would be the Ravens. Because
get out of here.
I'm sorry. Get out of here. Daniel.
We ain't talking to you no more.
You don't know how to speak into a microphone, and now you want the Ravens to say, your Falcons just lost.
Poet got to him before us.
Poet is a converter.
Yeah.
Poet can convert people.
Yeah.
What do you think of Penix?
So I love Penix. I've always been a Penix guy. And from the beginning, I've been saying that.
Always what? Since last year?
Well, since his college days, I've been saying that we needed to draft him, and we did draft him. I'd like to take credit for that. But even when we got Kirk Cousins, in fact, I've been having frequent conversations with Grant and Danny, and I've been telling them that Penix needs to be in the game instead of Cousins. And I've told them it's not necessarily because Penix is a better quarterback, but we know what Cousins' ceiling is. If he couldn't get it done with Justin Jefferson and the offense in Minnesota, then my line of reasoning is, what are you expecting that he's going to do to turn the corner in Atlanta? And obviously he's a good, decent quarterback, but, you know, the expectation isn't to just be a good, decent team. We're trying to turn the corner and actually make something happen. And in this league, you have to have playmakers to do that. And to me, Kirk Cousins is not a playmaker. Like, if a play breaks down, he doesn't make something out of nothing. And I think Penix has the potential to do that. Obviously, he needs to grow, but he needs to be given the opportunity to just hit the ground running and do that, like Jaden Daniels.
Jaden, I think they kind of protected him early on, and now he has just complete full run and has shown he is in complete control. Penix is a different player. He's got a win from the pocket. Last night he was just too erratic with his throws.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a really talented player, and I think he'll get it done. I think you're right. I think they probably should have gone to Penix earlier, because whatever happened in the second half of the season, Kirk was just cooked.
Erratic.
He couldn't step and drive. I love Penix with that big sweeping lefty motion. God, I love watching that. Danny, last chance. Do you want to join the Burgundy and Gold?
I'll give it some thought.
All right, get the hell out of here. David Archer joins us next.
You're not welcome here anymore.